Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Looking out in my backyard, it's looking really pretty. Might not be as nice when the wind starts blowing, but right now, as long as I can stay in, it's a beautiful scene out there. Well, the other night I was in a meeting with some folks, and one of the people brought up that in 2018, it will be the 150th year celebration for Atlantic. And I don't know why it just sort of hit me that, oh gosh, I actually was around when they did the celebration for 100 years. Oh my goodness, that tells you something. Well, if you're interested in history at all, and I'm not a great historian. I mean, when people just say, oh, history, I'm going, I don't know. But then when I start looking at some of the information, this is really interesting stuff. And we do have some great sources in Cass County, I know there are great sources in other surrounding counties also, if you just look for them. I want to mention a couple that relate to Cass County. Some of the people, some of the groups and so on that are great, if you want history, of course, is the local genealogy society, and many counties have those. And then, of course, our Cass County Museum has produced a number of books that have gathered pictures together. They have a slideshow for you. They are great for Cass County history. And then there are individuals like, and we have special little books, but like Roy Marshall and Janelle Kenworthy, who put together a book called Crystal Lake, A Three Picnic Day, and you could name others. And another group that's certainly interested in history, local history, the Cass County Mormon Trails Association, they republished a book some time ago that was originally published in 1877, I believe it was. Yes. And then they republished it in 2003. That is a history of Cass County, you know, in that early time frame. But probably the one that's most fun, and that we happen to have on our shelf at home, is this big, heavy book that just says Cass County, Iowa on it. And it was put together by a project started by the local genealogy group. And they got a group together. Since January of 1979, there was a public meeting held at the Whitney Bank to set up an organizational meeting to start working on this history book that was finally published in 1980. And so as I was looking at that book, I'm going, oh my gosh, you know, it's like an inch and a half thick. And it includes, of course, the history of Cass County, and then it gives the history of all of the townships, the current townships in the county, and a bit on agriculture, a bit on Cass County health, county organizations, fashions. But the biggest part, the thickest part of this book has to do with family histories. So if you're interested in the background of any histories in Cass County, this is a really fun book to look at. And, you know, it does take you back in time, but some of them aren't too far back. Some of the photos are of families in the late 70s and so on. And so, again, if you know those, especially if you know the families, it was really fun to look at those pictures. But if you want to go further back, there are some pictures and, of course, a tracing of the family back in time. So you can find out much about the history of the families as well as towns and townships. Well, as I was flipping through this book, a couple things I just wanted to share with you. And like I said, these were just things that stuck out to me as being interesting. But you could find hundreds of more things that you might be more interested in. Cass County was organized as a county the first Monday in March, it's coming up pretty soon, in 1853, with a county judge and three commissioners. And where was the county seat? Well, most of you have been around for a while know that Lewis was the first county seat. And Cass County had 416 inhabitants, and of course those would not, I'm sure, be counting the Indians, because in 1846, that would be more than 10 years before that, Indians were basically the only inhabitants in Cass County, and Cass County was not named. It was just a part of western Iowa. So it was actually in 1846 when all of that kind of early things happened. So then, as we look past that, I came across just a little paragraph, a beginning paragraph about 4-H in Cass County. And those of you who know me know that I'm really interested in 4-H and still am interested in it. Anyhow, in Cass County, it says, in the fall of 1918, a meeting was held in Atlantic for older boys and men with an interest in pig feeding to discuss the possibility of starting a club for the young people in Cass County. The next spring of 1919, a meeting of those same boys and girls was held at the Washington No. 2 School in Washington Township, and officers were selected, and thus started the 4-H Club in Cass County. By 1920, this club had 47 boys and girls from the entire county, and their main interests were sewing and pig feeding. So, of course, it moves on from there. Well, as I was reading that, I happened to glance right above that. It says, this little bit of piece about the families of the 70s was written by LaVon Eblen, Extension Home Economist, Audubon and Cass County. I do not remember writing that. it's been a bit of time, but just summarizing what families were like in the 1970s, and it's several paragraphs, but I thought an interesting thing. As of July 1st, 1979, the price of hamburger is $1.63 per pound. Ribeye steak is $4.59, and loin pork chops are $1.98 per pound. A bit of that has changed. And an increased number of ready-to-eat foods are available at the grocery store. Instant cereal, cup of soup, I mentioned some of those, and you think about how we have changed from that. And another just a little interesting thing, it says nearly every room in the house is carpeted from kitchen to bedroom to bathroom. Remember that? And now, if we were to write that, I'm going to say that nearly every room is covered with hardwood, with wood flooring, not carpeting. Well, you think about your family in the 1970s and how it has changed. Okay, then another little thing that I thought was interesting was a list of the post offices. Now, those kinds of things have certainly changed, but in 1849 to 1980, some of them that were available in those early years are, of course, no longer in place, but you might be surprised about some of those names. Of course, there was one in Anita, there was one in Atlantic. There was one that was called Cass Center, and it was located in Bear Grove Township, and it was discontinued in 1878, so that one had a short life. Cold Spring, the post office of Cold Spring, went away in 1854, and then, of course, there's one in Cumberland. How about Dewey? Is that a name you're familiar with? That one was discontinued in 1903. There was a post office called Edna in Edna Township. How about this one? This is one I've never heard of. Galion, G-A-L-I-O-N. That was in Bear Grove Township. Of course, there was one in Griswold. There's one in Grove City, which for some of you, you know that that could have been Atlantic instead of Grove City. Aranistan, Lewis, Laura, Lura, L-U-R-A, Marnie, Messina, McDill, Newland Grove, Pimosa, Turkey Grove, Whitneyville, many of those, of course, for small settlements. Well, the pages go on and on, and I just found it pretty fascinating, and this was a good day to take a look at some of those. So lots of possibilities for looking at interesting histories of the county and of people. And why would we want to do that? If you don't know history, a professor has said, you don't know anything. You are a leaf that doesn't know you are part of a tree.